Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend bets against your team, end the friendship. Or choose chill because you're drinking Coors Light with your buddy. Coors Light, choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
Welcome to the Windy City, where it is absolutely gorgeous today. And inside the rink, it's also gorgeous. The San Jose Sharks facing off against the Chicago Blackhawks. Our only trip to Chicago, kind of a bummer. Coming here twice.
Yeah, I'd say this is one of the great cities in America, one of the great cities in the world that we were able to attend to. I love this city. It's got a great vibe to it. It's got a great energy to it. And that you can kind of compare it to the San Jose Sharks right now, talking about great energy. They've got a good vibe going.
It's really interesting to compare these two franchises. I know the Blackhawks had the first overall pick a year ago, and they've been building a little bit longer, but they're poised to take a step forward. I think the Sharks, just by the way they played against the Dallas Stars, tells me that they can accelerate this a little bit.
They can, and I don't mean to be too teal-colored glasses, but they could be 3-0 to start this season off. They really could, when you look at how good these games have been, how competitive they've been. But there are still certain things missing in their game. And the number one thing I think is missing in their game is belief. They work their asses off. Like they do that game, and we talked about it last night at dinner, the fact that the guys from Dallas came out and specifically said, you don't have to do this. Pete DeBoer said it, some of the players said it in the quotes after the game, that was a hard team to play against, way harder than they were last year. And it was. It was a very competitive game, and they could have come out on that game, shootout. Is a shootout. Shootouts are a terrible way to decide games unless
it's a skill competition. It's not hockey.
Well,
I don't mean to be the guy that's a Debbie Downer here on the shootout. I mean, the fans love it. It is fun, but it's not the same thing as playing a 20-minute overtime in the playoffs.
Yeah, but I've always said shootouts are a terrible way to end a game unless you win it. And so
that's a good point.
Yeah,
I'll take it.
Thank you.
Like a shootout tonight would be nice.
Yeah, as long as we win. So when you look at the way that they have been playing, they've played hard, they've been competitive, they have been physical, they have been in the game. But in the St. Louis game, 4-1 in the third period, that first goal in the third period by St. Louis, you could see, here we go again. Even though there's a lot of guys, that are still from the team last year. And then the Anaheim game, down the bench, they didn't have enough attack time. They didn't have enough time where they were trying to really score a goal.
But they were better.
But they were better.
And then they got better against Dallas.
Right. But they have the lead against Dallas, and then they back off. They have the lead against Dallas, then they back off. And then in the third period, I thought they managed the game really well. But at the same time, I'm sure Ryan Morosovsky talked about it with you today, they want the team to attack more. They want the team to keep their foot on the gas more. And that, I think, comes from the belief. And it takes a little while to build that within the dressing room and build that within player to player, teammate to teammate. But the attitude and the vibe and the energy with this group is night and day from last year.
Sure is. I would say that this was a really good lesson, this Dallas game, for this team as to what they have to do. And you could say, well, they let them back in or they took their foot off the gas. I'm not so sure I'd totally agree with that. I get what you're saying. Here's what I look at. Dallas throws four lines at you, and they just keep coming. They got four lines, and they just keep rolling them. That's Pete DeBoer hockey. They've got three sets of D. They just keep rolling at you. The Sharks don't quite have that, which means that they have to keep their foot on the gas all the time, especially, that one, the long change goal against, that'll happen. Those things are going to occur in the game, but you just have to go back, and that next shift after something goes wrong is so important for a team like this. What we're going to see tonight, obviously, is something a little bit different because we get to see Connor Bedard. And I guess a couple games ago, they were up in Edmonton. He was the best player on the ice, which is incredible to see, especially when you think of, there's, a couple of guys on the other team that are pretty darn good. Number 29 is not too bad, And so there you go. I'd like to see tonight Will Smith jump up. And he, you know, he's got 50 people in his family here. His mom is in the Comiskey family. I'm going to say that about 20 times tonight for any of you White Sox fans out there. But
there's still White Sox fans after the year.
After
they had
the tough year, yeah, it's pretty tough. But that's for all the Southsiders like my wife. But anyway, I really think this could be a big, big game for him. Remember in some of those big games. Yeah. So here's the deal with Will Smith today. He scored these big goals for Boston College in big games. I think this is a big game for him because he's got 50 members of his family here, all kinds of attention. There's no Celebrini. He's probably feeling, you know, this is reminding me of when the Sharks acquired Joe Thornton.
Yeah.
And when they acquired Joe Thornton, I'll never forget this. I said to Patrick Marleau, "You're still the captain of the hockey team. Don't worry, you know, don't forget it." And I feel like saying to Will Smith, you know, you still were fourth overall in the draft that Connor Bedard went first. You know, don't squeeze your stick. Go have a good time and make sure that you have a fun night. And I saw today Will Smith all by himself having a chat with guess who? Mikael Granlund. And they were talking Mikael Granlund has arm around him. He's talking to him. I know that they were talking about the approach to the game and what he was feeling. And I thought, especially given the way that Granlund played last game, I thought that was awesome.
It is, and it's what the Sharks need from the veterans. It's very important that that relationship exists, not only with Mikal, but with Barkley, with Tyler, with Jan, with Jake, with Cody. I mean, all those relationships have to be mentorships with the young players. I think Will is one of those young kids who, as Ryan Warsawski told us, he's getting better day by day. But we want it tomorrow. We want it today. We want it right now.
Yesterday,
exactly. His play away from the puck is what's going to be the thing that people are going to talk about within the hockey team. His play with the puck, just be confident, like you said. You've scored big goals. Drive the offense. You don't have to acquiesce to anybody. You can be the guy that drives the offense when you're on the ice and you've got the puck. And he'll get it. I'm hoping he has a huge game tonight. 50 people is going to say it's a lot of responsibility and pressure, but he seems to be a kid that can handle it okay.
Yeah, I think he can. And the other side of that, too, is when it starts to happen, I think it's going to happen quickly, and it's going to happen like the dam bursting.
Yeah, I agree with you. He's talented. He's a very talented kid, and maybe it's not ideal to have him up right now. Maybe it would be better if he was in the AHL and learning his craft. And you and I are both believers in that development. Well, everybody should be both big believers in development, but at the same time, it is in the long run good to have him here because when Macklin and Will are together, they are going to be together for a long time with the San Jose Sharks. And their chemistry has been instantaneous. They're good friends. And there's a vibrancy about the both of them.
I want to say this about the coaches, too.
Yeah.
It'd be easy for Ryan Warsawski to say, okay, Will, you're not doing too well in the face-off circle. We'll put you on the wing. We'll start you over there. But he didn't do that. He said, no, we're keeping him at center. Right. And I think that's a very good thing that he did because he's not – taking away any of his coach's confidence.
No, absolutely. And I think that's very important that players now, and you and I have talked about this a thousand times, players now want to know that you believe in them if you're a coach. Before, like when I was back coaching, we told you what to do and you go do it, hopefully. But players now want to know that you believe in them and what they can bring before they really believe in what you know. So that's going to be very important for. And I think Ryan Warsawski is one of the great things that they've done is they've handled these guys so well.
Well, it's going to be an interesting game today. We're on the air at 5 o'clock Pacific time for your drive home. Alex Stalock will once again be in the broadcast booth. Thought he did a great job his first time out.
Yeah.
And now he's going to be in Chicago, a place where he actually played. He played for the Blackhawks for one season in his NHL career. So that'll be a fascinating thing to talk about. It's also the place where Ryan Warsawski won his Calder Cup with the Chicago Wolves, so big game for him. He's got a lot of friends here. And, of course, Will Smith with the family. So it's going to be Smith versus Bedard. Make sure you tune in right here on the Sharks Audio Network. Until then, that's the Morning Skate today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.